Hello, so this podcast is going to be about choices. And I'm going to give a lot of examples about my backstory, so I'm not going to ever share my name or any names. And to start off with, I came from a very rough background. I don't like the term, but more of a ghetto background is what most people would call it. And I have turned out very differently than a lot of my friends and family. And one of the biggest arguments that I have with my family are about choices. And the biggest thing that I hear is that they didn't have a choice, that this is all they've ever known, and they don't know how to do anything differently. Now, what this is mainly referring to is selling drugs, or it's referring to not knowing how to keep a job or a stable relationship, and it's just a lot. And it causes a lot of disconnect between me and my family just because I view things so differently. And I know a lot of kids in my situation, statistically, grow up to become what they grew up to be around. And that wasn't the case for me. I've always, from a very young age, had a very strong will of, that was wrong, and I'm not going to be like you. I'm not going to be like them. I'm not going to watch things that I know is wrong just because they're friends or just because they're family. And I've always been very vocal about this. Now, a great example is my older brother. We've been through the same things. We were raised pretty much the same way. And he always says that, you know, that life just kind of happened for me and that everything came up so easy for me. And I've always had the argument that things didn't just happen to me from good luck. I've worked very hard for what I've got in life, and I worked very hard to be where I am today. And in school, we both encountered lots of people bullying us for not having money like they do, or not having as nice of clothes, or having the school supplies, or anything like that. And just not, from our parents not living the life that their parents lived and were able to provide for them, our parents could not provide for us. We were bullied. This caused a lot of anger between both me and my brother. He lashed out at his anger and got into a lot of fights. He stole from the kids who did have money, or parents had money, I should say. And it got him into a lot of trouble, and it made his school life much more difficult because he made those choices. Because he made the choice to fight, and because he made the choice to steal from them, it caused more issues for him at school, and it made school life even more difficult for him. I will say that he even struggled with ADHD, which is something that I do not struggle with. So I can't say that our situations are completely the same. But the gist of it is he chose to act in the wrong ways because that's what we grew up seeing. When we seen our parents have altercations with other people, it did not end in words. It ended up in fights and physical violence, and somebody always got hurt. And when somebody wronged you, we grew up with you got back or you got even. Our parents did say don't start it, so I mean, they had that going for them. And in school, he took that life lesson and acted on it. He fought out, he got revenge, he did things he shouldn't have. This ended up causing him to drop out of school, and he of course was getting high and stuff all the time and just hanging out with the same friends that he was introduced to in the same environment, which just was a vicious spiral out of control for him. For me, I had the bullying. And verbally, I would lashed out a little bit, but it wasn't too bad at school. I pretty much just put my head down. However, I didn't steal from the other kids. I didn't cause any problems for the teachers, and I kind of kept my head down. School was still hard for me, and I struggled, especially in my junior and senior years. I was missing a lot of days, but I knew I wanted to graduate. I knew I didn't want to be another dropout. I knew I didn't want to be somebody who just had to get their GED later on in life. And so I, every day, as much of a struggle as it was, I got up and did something to better myself, and I tried to go to school. Didn't always work, but I tried, and I made the choice to try. I did end up graduating high school. At my high school with my class, I just did things a little bit differently than most, and I didn't get a walk, but that's okay. I did it. And these are the choices that later on helped me and hurt my brother. So fast forwarding, I am now out of high school, and I've been working a lot of mediocre jobs, you know, fast food, a factory job, and it wasn't what I wanted. Well, I was working at a gas station and quit/got fired, however you want to look at the situation. I won't go into that. I might save that for another time, of another poor choice that I could have done better. But it was the best thing that happened to me. I went to a place for temps. They hired people for other companies. I don't know what you actually call those. And they introduced me to a new job. At this new job, I was supposed to be a temp. It was a very big deal that it was seasonal and that I'd probably be fired. But it was fine because I had just moved and I needed to pay rent. With this job, I met a very different crowd of people. And at first, they were not the fondest of me. I'm very weird. I do a lot of weird things. And I'm very outgoing. And a lot of people find that a little bit too much for their taste. But it ends up turning out that I was very good at this job. I ended up getting hired on full time. And things were really looking up, and I was making very good money. For my brother, he never tried to work. He never tried to get his license. He never tried to do much in life. And what ended up happening was he ended up selling drugs. He ended up getting messed up a lot and getting with some girls that didn't help his life choices. So thinking on that, you know, I was also with somebody from the same lifestyle, in a relationship, somebody in the same lifestyle as them, and it caused a lot of fights between me and him. He also always tried to use the excuse that he didn't know any better and that this was his life and this is the way he wanted to do it. And